When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Program. An hour of money power just ahead. You're going to dig it. I'm going to dig it too. Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover today, folks. Really, we've got this Dow 25,000. We're going to start a run for 25. That's an awesome thing. And Jeremy Siegel says it's going to happen. Remember, we talked about him last week, and he said, well, the market is fairly valued, but it may not go much higher unless we get the corporate tax cut. Well, now it's looking more and more like a reality. The conference is getting together. They're going to try to figure out how to make the Senate bill look a little bit more like the House bill. I'm ecstatic that the small business owners, the subchapter S corporations, the partnerships and sole proprietorships are going to be able, and for the most part, and I'm still waiting to get final before I talk much about it, but those S corporations will be able to pass through some of their profits with a much lower tax rate. Remember, the maximum ordinary income tax bracket is 39.6. I don't know what it's going to end up, but it'll be probably close to that. If you get to pass through, if you will, income and only have to pay 23.5%, which is the last number I saw, that's a biggie. That's a biggie for many of those individuals that are, you know, self-employed. Here's the way it works, by the way. If you're self-employed and you pay yourself $100,000, $200,000 salary, but your company has some profits, but you need to keep those profits in the company to grow your business, or in the event that you have a bad quarter, I mean, who has a company that hasn't had a bad quarter? You can't take all the money out of the company because they can't make payroll next month. But those profits that are left in the company for a sole proprietor all get taxed at the maximum ordinary income rate. And that's just not fair. On the corporate side, the first $50,000 is taxed at a 15% rate, and then it goes up to 20%, but it eventually goes up to 35%. And that's the one they're cutting to 20%. Anyway, I'm ecstatic about that. So Dow 24,000, all these people that were talking about Donald Trump and your 401k is going to get destroyed when Trump gets elected. So in searching through the internet this morning, I came across an article written by a fellow that's actually been on this program before, who's a contributor to Forbes, a smart guy, John Wasik. He wrote in November 2016, I want to take you back to about a year and a month or two ago, how a Trump win could crater your 401k. God forbid you listened or read that and made a move accordingly. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program helping you out here. We'll also be joined by Lynn Rowe momentarily. She'll help me co-host the balance of this show. She's a certified financial planner, and she'll have some comments on all this Trump stuff as well. She's one of the very few California women that actually voted for him. I don't know if that's true. What do I know? I don't follow that, so I don't care about it. But I do care about this, because this is right in the sweet spot of what we discuss every day. Because when you start to make moves, most of the time they're the wrong moves. And if you make them based on what other smart people are saying, then you're not so smart after all. John Wasik, November 2016. As a rule, he says, presidents generally can't significantly move higher economies like the U.S. While politics are always a consideration, the Federal Reserve and Congress, which controls spending, generally work independently of who's in the White House. It's a different story when it comes to Donald Trump. Have you heard that before? Oh, it's different with Donald Trump. His economic positions are going to destroy us. Here's what he went on to say. Congress and central banks and foreign investors deal in a complex interplay of markets, which is true. But he goes on, yet Trump's stated policy objectives would reverse course on economic progress, worsen income inequality, and damage the U.S. balance of trade. A recession would be likely, independent analysts surmise. Well, not only have we not gone into a recession, and by the way, there's no guarantee that we won't. In fact, we probably will sometime during the Trump administration, and these economists will claim victory. Because the market will drop, 10, 20%. And they'll go, see, I told you so. The market's up 25 since then, the Dow anyway. The S&P this year is up 18%. I mean, come on. Don't you get it? In a report published in July, he goes on, the well-respected economic analysis team at Moody's Analytics vetted Trump's economic plan, which proposes trade policy changes, wholesale elimination of the estate tax, and extends myriad generous breaks to ultra-wealthy. Okay, well, first of all, Donald Trump's positions during the campaign have obviously been somewhat pliable. One of the things he said that people forget is, I'm flexible. I have flexibility. Anybody that's ever run a business knows that you have to be. Now, you may have your principles, and you don't compromise those, and you may have strong feelings, but if you get around other smart people and they convince you otherwise, maybe you will back off a little bit on the China tough talk because you need China to help you with North Korea. Isn't that a tiny bit more important? But nobody was talking about North Korea then. Nobody was saying, hey, by the way, you got North Korea that's got a freaking nuclear bomb. And within a year or two, they could probably wipe out any city in America. And maybe Donald Trump, when he got into the White House, said, holy mackerel, are you telling me that for the last 20 years, 25 years, we have placated the ill family, Kim Jong and Kim Un and all this other ill stuff? For 25 years, we've placated these guys. And now Trump has the huevos at least to stand up and say, hey, China, hey, Russia, what are we going to do about this? And yeah, so maybe his trade policies will reflect that. You know what? I don't care. I don't want a nuclear bomb flying over any American city anytime soon. How about you? He goes on to say, a combination of immigration barriers, rescinding trade agreements, creating higher government budget deficits, and a $9.5 trillion in tax cuts would impair economic growth, reduce foreign trade, and be fiscally unsound, Moody's summarizes. Well, I can think of several other times that Moody's didn't have a clue about what was going to happen. And incidentally, who does? Who does? What gives Moody's the sanction or the right to tell us what's going to happen to the economy when no one knows for certain? Remember, this economy is growing a lot because of the global economy growing and getting out of its, you know, quantitative state and so forth, just like us. And so if you're a company that's got 50% of your income coming from overseas, yeah, you're doing pretty darn good. The market's clearly sour at the thought of a Trump presidency. Remember, this goes back to November 2016. The market's sour at a Trump presidency? This is what they were predicting. And by the way, it's not just John Wasick, and it's not just Forbes. It was literally everyone. Everyone except a few who said, wait a minute, hold the phone. This guy is a businessman, and he does no business. And the stock market is an amalgamation of all kinds of what? Did you say businesses? Yes. And maybe you don't like his tweets, and maybe you don't like his bedside manner and all that stuff. Those are all legitimate criticisms. No question about it. But when running a country like a business gives you stock market returns literally unheard of, or at least certainly unanticipated, you've got to at least give some of the credit to the president, despite the fact that Forbes says, no, 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 no. And anybody that read this article would have head for the hills. Not to mention the fact that the last two quarters, the growth rate did something that it didn't do one time in the 8 years under President Barack Obama. The GDP growth exceeded 3%. Not once did it exceed 3% in the 8 years of the Obama administration. You don't give some credit to the president? I think you do. Stick around. We'll be back. We'll talk more about how your 401k is doing right after this.
Have you ever wondered from whom you got your curly hair or what country your ancestors lived in hundreds of years ago? Historian and filmmaker Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. has teamed up with AT&T as they sponsor the fourth season of Finding Your Roots on PBS.
Knowing where your people come from is crucial as we search for our identity in this world. Answers to these questions help us educate our children and develop more fruitful connections with the people around us and around the globe. My hope is that my work with AT&T on Finding Your Roots helps increase cultural awareness and moves us into a society of understanding.
The holidays are the perfect time to share stories about your heritage along with your meal. And don't forget to watch Finding Your Roots, which is airing now on PBS with celebrity guests like Anna Navarro, Carmelo Anthony, and Christopher Walken. For more information, visit att.com. That's att.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
A heavy hitter in the house, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. I don't know if you heard, but I outed you just a few minutes ago. I said you're one of the few women in California that actually voted for Mr. Trump.
Oh, I'm outed. You're right.
I've been talking about
she's so heavy.
Well, you're a heavy
tiny
hitter.
Dancer.
You're
okay,
a heavy hitter.
Okay, I'm just
when
saying
it comes to finance. That's what
I
that
know.
Means.
I know.
I mean. Look at you.
Thank
you.
No
one could ever be accused of calling you heavy. Me, different story. You're definitely a tiny dancer. Yeah.
So you were saying.
What I'm saying is I was reading this article from John Wasik. It was a Forbes contributor from a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's somewhat comical that, you know, he goes off in November of 2016, basically, you know, carrying water for Hillary Clinton. And pretty much trying to sour everybody on Trump, the businessman, for a number of different reasons. He says, quote, Trump promises to boost U.S. growth immediately to 4 to 5%, but this is pure fantasy. It's far more likely that his anti-trade policies would cause a sharp slowdown, much like the British are experiencing. In fact, the impact of a Trump victory on the U.S. could be well worse. What are you saying now, Big John? He was on my program about a year and a half ago. What are you saying now to this? You've had two quarters in a row of 3%. We had 3.3% growth. Okay, it's not 4 yet, but doggone it. The guy's only been in office, less than a year. And he's had tons of cooperation, hasn't he? I mean, he can't even get stuff through his own party, for crying out loud. Imagine what he could do if he actually gets the Republicans behind him. Now, he's got the tax plan, finally. If they would have got Obamacare through, maybe it would be getting up there to 4% growth. I don't know. I'm not a macroeconomist. All I know is I'm looking at my 401k and I'm saying, hold the phone, baby. This is awesome. This is awesome. And if you look at what people were saying just a year ago, your 401k was going to crater. I know people, they sold out. All those people that were screaming that on the scream day and you know, were giving up on Trump and calling him names and all this stuff and selling out of their 401k, they all have egg on their face today. Now, again, I'm not here to defend tweets or anything like that. That's, you can all make up your own mind. To me, does it bother me? Some of them do. Most of them don't. But you know what? Trump is Trump. And the one thing you have to respect is, if you remember Obama when he gave a speech? You could almost see the wheels turning on every word coming out of his mouth. He rehearsed every word in his mind before he said it. I know I've given a lot of speeches before, and I've done the same thing. Most of us have. Trump, nah, forget about it. And you know what? I've known some very, very wealthy people, and that's the way most of them are, really.
Ray, there were three things that kind of gave me clues about all of this. One of them was, you know, it's the age-old story in investing. You do not base your financial decisions on your emotions. Ever, ever. You can have your emotions tied up in who you like and who you don't like, but you have to look at it from a logical standpoint and figure out what's going to benefit you financially when you make your decisions about your 401k, et cetera. Second thing is, you know, I've grown up in the business world. I've been around business people. I've watched you run a business. I've run a business. I know lots of people have run businesses. And if there's anything you can say about a business person is that they will look at the big picture, and then they'll look at their situation, and then they will, as you said earlier, adjust accordingly.
And that's, I think, the point that he's not gotten credit for. Everybody, you know, when you're running a campaign, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you say, and particularly if you haven't been a politician all of your life and got the party lines down.
Well, and that ties in with the third thing. The third thing is the people who are criticizing him were the people who were just all over him when he was a businessman. Oh, my gosh, he was Mr., you know, please help me with my project kind of person. They were all just, you know, the politicians and the business people were like, you know, just, if you pardon the expression, they were sucking up to him big time to try to get him to help them because they knew what a brilliant person he was in the business world. And I guess there's a fourth thing. I have a bias. I have always worked with construction business owners, and you can't fault these guys. They have an inner sense about where business is headed because they've watched the real estate and the building industry for years.
I think a lot of people can't take the ego thing. I mean, I have trouble with that too, you know, and the bragging and the, you know, the off the cuff remarks and the Pocahontas and all that stuff. I think it has skewed a lot of people's judgments against the guy.
Don't get your emotions tied up in your financial
decisions. I think that's an excellent point. Let's talk about this.
Yes.
4,565 points as of, you know, last week, and it's probably likely to go up from here. That's the point gain so far this year.
Yeah.
22.8% on the Dow, 63 all-time highs, not counting today.
And the Dow doesn't move like that.
No.
It's not a Richter scale, for pity's sake. It just sort of hums along.
Boeing is up 78%.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Now, General Electric, run by a bunch of liberals, by the way. Don't take that the wrong way.
Oh, you'll
down 42%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fascinating
how
things have turned out this first year of his presidency. And I'm talking strictly from a financial perspective. But you know what? We could talk about border crossings way down. On rhetoric, way down.
Yeah.
Because people understand we got a new sheriff and he ain't going to take any crap.
As people are saying, he is the wall.
This Kate Steinle thing,
Very sad.
I understand that San Francisco and California, it's a liberal state with liberal judges and all that stuff. But you've actually taken gun classes, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
Does a gun go off kind of by itself when you drop it?
It is not physically possible for a gun to shoot itself. That's
how about three times, or was it just one shot? I don't know. I haven't really followed the
story. I mean, it's not physically possible.
But the point is, whether it can or it can't, you know, the
it's
not
like a
guilty,
car driving itself, right?
This guy was deported like seven times.
Yeah.
And this poor family lost a daughter. Well, even if it was an accident,
well,
the guy wouldn't have been here to commit the accident.
And Ray, what is the definition of manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
What do I know?
It's an accident.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Involuntary manslaughter. I don't know. All I know is the border crossings are down substantially on rhetoric. We've got China for the first time ever, really.
Buying into helping.
Helping with North Korea.
Thank you.
And we have a tax policy and record highs in the stock market. And so for all of the bad, if there is any, and I'll grant you that there are some things that I don't like, even in the tax plan. You've got to give credit for some of the good, and anybody that's put a penny into the market is up 20, 25, 30% since the day this dude was elected. And you can't fault that.
We killed that segment.
Yeah.
That was, good for you.
We'll come back and talk with Lynn Rowe. about whatever else I want to fired up about
there
today. I am pretty fired up
you
today.
You are fired up.
Stick around, 844-RAY, show if you want to chat. Emails at RayLucia.com. A business spotlight also coming up in a little bit. Stick around. It's the Ray Program.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
So the Dow Jones Industrial Average at record highs, the Standard & Poor's 500 at record highs, the NASDAQ up 28%, by the way, this year at record highs. And we're heading into December, and I still see Ron Paul saying, oh, we're having this massive amounts of inflation. I'm scratching my head and saying, Ron, come on, get with it. This guy has been, talking down the market for the last several years, along with Harry Dent and that whole crew of people that's trying to scare the bejeebers out of you. And if you had listened to them, you'd have left about 16% compounded on the table since March of 2009, maybe more than that. Lynn Rowe in the house. December, over the last 100 years, has produced the best gains of any month, December. And so why on earth would people want to be panicking instead of having a strategy that keeps their stock market money fully invested?
Because of emotions, Ray. It's the same old story. If they listen to their emotions, they get themselves in trouble. And you and I have talked about this for years and years and years. You set up a strategy, you stick to the strategy. And the strategy takes into account things like making sure that your safe investments are in place first. Your insurance programs are in place first, and then after that, you have short, mid, long-term money, and you tailor that to your needs, not your neighbor's needs, not your friend's needs, and not your broker's needs. You tailor that to your needs. So you set up the strategy, you implement the strategy, you stick to the strategy. You know, the military's been doing that for years. The minute you go off, the reservation, as they say, that's when people get in trouble.
You're going to get Pocahontas mad at you now.
I know.
For sure, when you talk about the reservation. Just kidding.
So sorry.
Okay, so I saw that, you're making a presentation, and Lynn runs, stuff by me from time to time. And I see that one of your clients, you are proposing that they put a substantial amount of their safe money component in a tax-deferred, non-qualified, fixed annuity contract. Am I to surmise that you believe that's a better move than having the money in bonds and or CDs?
No question, because interest rates on the CDs, if you want to go short, you got 0.00 pitiful. If you want to go long, you're stuck in it when the interest rates do start to go up. Same thing with the bonds. So you're better off with that index annuity that has that floor where your principal's protected, you've got some smattering of interest as far as the downside risk, and the upside is you're participating in an index. Best of all worlds.
Yeah, I can't agree more. If interest rates go up, that is a sign, typically, that the economy is growing.
That's
and if the economy
up.
Is yeah. growing, then typically the stock market is growing, and if your interest is tied to the stock market, then you get a better interest rate.
Yeah. Well, the interest is a lagging indicator, of what the market is in fact doing. The market is driving, as you say, based on the growth, it's driving those interest rates. So you can be back here getting the interest rates at, 0.0 pitiful plus one, or you can be participating in the index and get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6%.
I read a report last week where they looked back historically and the fixed index annuities produced about a 4.25% tax deferred rate of return.
20 plus years.
Historically, and that was about double that of CDs and shorter term treasuries and so forth. Maybe about what the bond market has delivered without the interest rate risk. Now, interest rate risk is something that we haven't had to worry about because we've been in a declining interest rate environment for 35 years.
Right.
But now that the economy is starting to heat up a tiny bit, you can expect rates to start going up, and that's usually not good news for the bond. It's not necessarily bad news, but it's very difficult to earn over long time periods much more than what the coupon is. And in the short run, you could lose your shorts. If you just go back to the mid-90s, you know, bonds, you know, took an 8-9% hit in 1 year.
Yeah. Well, and relying on interest rates for long-term money, I mean, we're going way back, but Orange County made that mistake. Long-term money should be in long-term type investments. So that's where, again, you get back to your strategy. You set up the strategy. How much do you need to produce income? How much do you need to be standing in the wings to replenish that income? And then third, how much do you need long-term? And the truth be told, in many instances, that's actually legacy money. A lot of it, a lot of times, does go to the kids. And if that's the case, putting it in interest rate vehicles is counterproductive for them.
That's a very good point. Now, we are talking about the markets that have been on fire, and there are instances where people should scrape some of that extra cream they've gotten off the top and sanitizing it in a safer environment, because clearly you've made nothing but money over the past few years, and if you haven't done any scraping of the cream, it's probably not a bad idea to do so, in particular if you can do it with your IRA and 401k money and not create a tax problem, and use those fixed investment strategies to bolster your safe money bucket, if you will.
Exactly. That'll help. That'll help with things like inflation concerns, so that you've got extra money to produce that extra income as inflation goes up. It'll also replenish buckets one and two, so to speak. I mean, again, that value harvesting, you're harvesting what's in excess of your anticipated rate of return in bucket three and moving it over to buckets one and two. And I know I'm talking buckets, but that's what I learned.
You're not allowed to do that without paying me. You know that.
Lynn
Rowe, certified financial planner. I want my LTC.net. The LTC is another issue. I mean, seriously, if you've made 25% this year on your $300,000, $400,000 whatever portfolio, you've got an extra $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 you weren't counting on. And maybe, just maybe, you could sanitize some of that money in an environment that can take care of what is truly the greatest risk in retirement, and that is having your retirement money sucked away from a long-term care, illness, injury, dementia, you name it.
Yep, absolutely, Ray. I mean, I keep harping on this, but the chances of a couple needing this kind of care during their retirement is over 70%, one or the other. And sadly, many times it's both. And if that's the case, having a plan in place, as we've been saying, having that strategy set up, not just the money, but the implementation of a plan that is turnkey, that you don't have to sit there and deal with your investments, because you won't be doing anything. You'll be taking care of your own mental state while you're going through the health issues. Your family's going to be doing this, and they weren't there when you set up the plan, so better be turnkey.
Here's what I want you to do, folks. Let's say you had a $300,000 401k or IRA or combined brokerage account, and you're up 20, 25%. Let's make it 400,000 because to make my math simpler. If you had 400,000 a year ago, you've got 500,000 today. If you expected a 10% return, that's like 40,000 bucks. You've got an extra $60,000 that you had no idea a year ago that you were going to get. You've got a choice. You can be greedy and let it ride, and maybe that'll work out great from an investment standpoint. Or you can scrape that extra money off the top, dump it into something like, what do you call those,
linked benefits
plans.
Yes.
And sanitize that money. You don't lose the money. It's still there if you need it.
Yep.
But it produces a death benefit if you die early, and a long-term care benefit if you're, you know, one of the two-thirds of American couples that are going to need to spend long-term care. But the 60 grand will turn into, you know, $300,000. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, people are scared about, you know, it sounds too good to be true. I promise it's not too good to be true. It's a great idea. So Ray's point is well taken. You can do this with a qualified account. We can take some of the IRA money and move it into an IRA and have it be turnkey and setting up that linked benefit plan. Or we can do it with after-tax money. A lot of times people have that money set aside because they sold a building or sold a, you know, rental property or something. And what am I going to do with this cash? Well, here you go, rainy day money. Let's put it to work.
I was very impressed with the way you handled that the other day with this fairly well-to-do physician where you talked about, you know, the CD money that he had that was earning nothing and just transferring $100,000 or $200,000 and something like this. And we asked him where he was off to, and then he said he's off to take care of his 96-year-old mother in the nursing home that's costing like $100,000 a year. 96 years old. The guy's got good genes. I think that was a really good call on your part, and I'm sure that they're going to implement that strategy with you.
Thanks.
And if you want to implement a strategy such as that one, or if nothing else, talk to somebody that knows this stuff better than anybody I know. Call in 877-270-3127. Free call, 877-270-3127. Or just simply go online, iwantmyltc.net. Lynn, thank y'all for coming by.
Great afternoon.
Y'all come back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal and it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Those who appear to be complex and difficult turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
So Jeremy Siegel in the news once again. We spoke about Jeremy last week. He is the Wharton finance professor, a very, very smart guy. And he expects that tax reform will boost the Dow Jones Industrial Averages beyond 25,000 and corporate earnings by 8%. Wow. So the perma bull is still bullish. Now, I have been very bullish this hour, but I want to be exceptionally clear right now. That is not an endorsement to take all of your money and squander it in the stock market. Because remember, over long time periods, stocks produced literally the best rates of return. But as you'll learn from another hour, enough time to get into this, the stock market about 70% of the time is either in a bear market or recovering from a bear market. We're in secular bull markets about 54% of the time. So the odds are sooner or later, this euphoria will come to an end, which is why I have said for every one of the 25, 26 years that I've been on the air, I have been talking, has it been longer than that? 91, 2000. Yeah, it's been 30 some odd years, actually. I can't count today. But that is this, and it's quite simple. You match your assets to your liabilities. If you match your assets to your liabilities, like the pension plans do, then you go out short to finance short-term liabilities. And those short-term liabilities need to be covered with cash or cash equivalents. And then the intermediate term liabilities need to be covered with intermediate term investments like bonds and annuities and stuff like that, where you don't have risk over longer periods, say 5 to 7 years. And then the long term liabilities, 15 plus years, can be matched up with stock. And if you follow that mentality, then you never have to worry about secular bear markets sucking your account dry. Because we all know that if you have a 25% decline, it takes you 33% just to get back to even. So we should celebrate these fantastic returns, be optimistic, as I am about the market, as Jeremy Siegel is. But we should always make sure that we have a strategy in place, as I discussed with Lynn, that covers those short and intermediate term needs, emergency funds, intermediate term needs. If you're 35 years old, you don't really have much to worry about other than losing your job, losing your health, and having an emergency fund if emergencies come along. But if you're 55 years old, or 65 years old, or 75 years old, you need a complete strategy of short, intermediate, and long-term investments, including some alternative sources of income investments. Because if your money is too heavily invested in bonds or stocks, you may want to have alternative income sources, such as real estate or side businesses or whatever. And that's the kind of stuff where you need a capable, qualified financial advisor to coach you through clearly the risks and the potential rewards. Hit it. Let's do some emails.
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
All right. I think it's Arnold who's first up. I have 400K saved up, and I'd like to get to $1 million in 8 years when I retire. Yeah, I'm saving about 25K per year. How close am I in getting to my goal? How should I invest to get there? Okay, so I've got, can you put that back up on the screen? I got to read the numbers again. So he's got, okay, $400,000 today, and he's adding $25,000 in payments, and let's say he can get 5% on his money 8 years from now. So you're at about $830,000 at 5%. At 7%, you're at $943,000. At 8%, you're at $1 million. So it's real easy. Just go out and earn 8% and you're done. Oh, I forgot to tell you, that's not so easy. No, it's, you know what, people throw around, the stock market's average 10% a year. Yeah, until you invest your money in the stock market. Here's the problem. And let me go back and explain exactly what I was talking about. The problem is 8 years from now, you need an income from this portfolio. And what if something happens? Remember, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at record highs. But if you look at the Dow, its worst 15-year period, which ended in 1982, its worst 15, 16-year period, the Dow produced a negative 1.5%. So you made nothing on your money. And that's why it's so important to have that 15-year cushion. So if I'm 8 years away from retirement, then I've got 7 years worth of safe money that I need to have in my portfolio. So I would work it backwards, figure out how much safe money I need to finance my first 7 years of income in retirement based on some hypothetical number that I might have accumulated. And then every other penny can be invested more aggressively. And I would look at that more aggressive investment as investments, yes, in diversified stocks, but also real estate and other alternative strategies that don't move the way the markets move. Like I said, a business op or an annuity or something like that where you don't have to worry about the stock market or the bond market. So if you did that, you'll be fine. Now, you're saving $25,000 per year. So the way you do this is you siphon off right now, especially with all this money that you've made in the last few years, you siphon off that safe money for 7 years, starting 8 years from now today. Got it? And then all of this new money, this $25,000, you invest that aggressively. Large cap, small cap, domestic, international, growth, value, that's all equities all the time. Because now if you end up in a bear market situation and the market craters, you're going to be buying tons and tons more shares because you're buying in cheap. And 7-8 years from now, it's very likely that the markets will come back, and you'll probably earn a significantly better return by doing it that way. Okay, that's it, Arnold, and that's it for this hour of Money Power. If you'd like to email me, Go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. Thank you for tuning in. Now go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions on
BizTalk Radio. We'll be right back.